Among seven tested car models, three were graded 5-star, including Mazda's Atenza, written from SAIC Motor and Great Wall Motors Havo, while three others were rated 4-star and one 3-star. This is said to be the strictest assessment imposed by China Automotive Technology and Research Center so far. Director of the CNCAP Management Center, Zhao Hang, says the revised testing standard raised the 5-star and 4-star threshold.
As the drafter and maker of the standard, we keep raising it to push up the technological level of vehicle safety and the technological improvement, which in turn push up the standard. So the current 5-star standard has a higher technological level than the previous 5-star version.
The 2015 CNCAP crash standard has also highlighted the safety for motorists' head and neck. Liu Yuguang, director of the Testing Evaluating Department of the Center, elaborates on the new requirement.
We tested seven vehicle types this time, and none of them got a full marking head and neck injuries test. In comparison, a considerable proportion of old models received full marks, which means the 2015 standard for head and neck safety has more strict requirements.
At the same time, Liu Yuguang reviews that one-third of over 100 vehicle models rated 5-star before will be now downgraded to 4-star.
If it causes a fire within 3 minutes after the crash test, we will downgrade the vehicle as fire is potentially a big threat to personal safety. Internationally, there is no precedent for such a standard on fire and star rating downgrading.
According to the testing procedures, the center buys vehicles directly from the market and then put them to the multiple tests, including emissions, fuel consumption, three different types of crashes, and whiplash. The rating process has taken 2 months. The current CNCAP crash assessment is in line with the European standards and is reported to be higher than most existing mandatory ones around the world. For CRI, I'm Wang Mengzhen.